Good afternoon, this is Ketchell Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Imagine you were sending a probe to Jupiter to do, among other things, make extremely accurate maps of its moons. How would you test your instruments? The European Space Agency launched the JUICE mission, that is the Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer, in April 2023. And you'd think it would be well on its way to the gas giant by now, and it is. But the way they do it these days is by multiple gravity assist manoeuvres. It has a complicated journey, flying around the Earth, Venus, Earth, Mars, and again Earth. An 88-month cruise phase of the mission, allowing the craft to pick up speed so it can zoom off to Jupiter and get there before closing time, as was the saying in Britain before pubs were allowed to stay open, more or less, as long as they want. Whether there are pubs on Jupiter's icy moons is not a scientific question, but there may be evidence of life, or its precursors there. When the European Space Agency's Jupiter Icy Moons Explorer flew past our moon a year ago, its radar for icy moon exploration instrument listened to radio wave echoes to reveal the height of the lunar surface. Engineers are not very trusting people. They like at least more than one source of information before making decisions or jumping to conclusions. So observations of a crater on the moon by JUICE's radar have now been matched to those of an elevation model provided by another craft, that is NASA's Lunar Orbiter. And these matched very nicely. And so the test was a great success. The lunar flyby provided a great opportunity to test out all of JUICE's 10 science instruments on a solid surface in space for the first time. But it was crucial for the radar, as electronic noise within the rest of the spacecraft can disturb the sensitive device, so they really needed to tell whether it was being affected or not by the instruments around it. So during the flyby of the moon, the radar was given 8 minutes to observe completely alone with the other instruments shut down. The radar's task, Jupiter, is to peer below the icy surfaces of moons, that is Europa, Ganymede and Callisto, to map the invisible rocky layers below. Though our own moon has no icy surface, the successful mapping of it demonstrated that the radar instrument is definitely up to the job. So now you can listen yourself, right now, to what the JUICE spacecraft heard when it flew by Earth a year ago. One of the instruments switched on around that time was the Radio and Plasma Wave Investigation, the RPWI, designed to measure the radio emission and plasma environment of Jupiter and its icy moons. As JUICE flew past the Earth, the RPWI instrument listened to radio waves from our home planet and from the Sun. The team then combined this data into an audio soundtrack, allowing us to hear the radio wave environment around Earth. So you're going to hear this now, and I'll just do a little bit of an explanation. Right at the beginning of the track, we hear roaring radio bursts from the northern and southern lights. Those are the auroras. During the middle part of the track, as JUICE passed closest to Earth, we hear an increasing, then decreasing tone representing the radio emissions from electrons surrounding our home planet flying close to the RPWI antennas. And finally, at the end of the track, we hear some kind of pew pew noises, and these represent radio bursts produced by electrons flying from the Sun. So here it is. It's kind of spooky. I hope you enjoyed the weird noises. And for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear and quiet skies. FMR.